Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and today I'm sharing another Thanksgiving devotional, this one from the late Pastor Charles Stanley. It's entitled Expressions of Thanksgiving, found in Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. He writes, upon receiving a present, we ordinarily thank the giver, and this should be true of divine gifts as well. God tells us that all gifts are from Him, James 1:17. What's more, He instructs us to always give thanks for all things, Ephesians 5:20. But how can we adequately express our gratitude to the Lord? Well, give thanks would sound. We can speak of our gratitude to the Lord in private or in public. Thanksgiving can also be conveyed through music. God delights in heartfelt gratitude expressed musically, whether through informal singing or in choirs and orchestras. Give thanks by living holy lives. As a response to God's goodness and faithfulness, we should honor Him with our obedience. Paul expressed it this way, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans 12:1. Give thanks through generosity. If we're truly grateful for what we receive, we'll gladly share our time, money, gifts, and resources. It's easy to become possessive of what we deem ours, forgetting that it's actually from God. Then with an attitude of selfishness, we might hold His blessings tightly. What we should do, however, is give back to the Lord joyfully. Expressions of Thanksgiving from the late Charles Stanley. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.